It's a Wednesday afternoon that feels a bit more like spring than summer across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are running below seasonable levels, and our dew points are way down today, running mainly near 50 degrees. And remember that the dew point is how we indicate how humid it feels. So when the dew point temperature is below 60, that feels very comfortable, very refreshing. And that means we're looking ahead to another comfortable sleeping night across the region. That's going to change, though, over the next couple of days as a warm front will come through. That's going to ramp up the humidity once again. So if you're a fan of more humid weather, just wait another couple of days, and it will turn quite stuffy around here, especially by Friday. For now, though, we're looking at those cooler-than-average temperatures. There's clouds mixing with sun across the region, and there are a few spotty showers as well, so you may encounter a shower or two primarily north and west of the capital region over the next couple of hours. Much of tonight looks to be quiet, though, as any of these pop-up showers will dry out. Temperatures will fall back into the 50s for overnight lows, so I mentioned it'll be comfortable. Another good sleeping night, you may want to have those windows open, and you might even need to close the windows later tonight as those temperatures do chill down. Moving into the day tomorrow, a warm front will draw closer, so clouds will be with us through the day, though there may be some sun, especially from the capital region on south. It looks fairly cloudy across the north. And it's areas north and west of Albany that are most likely to see rainfall tomorrow in the form of showers and some scattered thunderstorms. And then by tomorrow afternoon, a few of those showers and storms may work into the capital region and points also to the south and east of the Albany area. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 70s to near 80, though I wouldn't be shocked if some of the higher elevations in the Greens and Adirondacks held in the 60s tomorrow. Now, we'll start to see those dew points come up. So by tomorrow afternoon, dew points will be around 60, and that's the point where it starts to feel a little bit more humid. Then on Friday, it will turn quite humid as dew point temperatures climb well into the 60s to near 70. So a more tropical feel is ahead by Friday. And on Friday, there is that chance for some scattered showers and storms as temperatures surge up into the 80s on Friday. And we'll have similar conditions on Saturday as we move into the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the 70s, some 60s in the Adirondacks. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs again in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.